Good morning, good afternoon, and welcome to BBSRadio.com, your wonderful internet radio, the one which brings you such wonderful programs and free thought and how to get to the higher dimensions, which is, coincidentally, the name of this program, The Higher Dimensions, and I'm Phyllis Price, your hostess. I've been struggling this week. We don't have another guest this week, but I have been struggling with how to explain to people and how to find in my own life and for others prosperity and abundance. And, you know, I have read over my life any number of books, and we've read these little treatises that are coming from a few pages to a big, big book of doing this and doing that and accessing this and thinking this way and doing this rituals and so forth and so on. And, you know, I've tried any number of them throughout the years, as I'm sure many of you have, praying for abundance, asking God, asking the powers that be, asking for guidance, going to psychics, doing all sorts of contortions and this, that, the other thing, trying to find the answer to why don't I have personal abundance. Well, it's taken me a long time, and, you know, I've done a lot of the things that were said and did this and did that and the other thing, and I followed this step and that step and the other thing, and it finally dawned on me today, and I was kind of praying in church today, I guess I finally went today, I wanted inspiration on what to talk about, and the answer that came was, well, Phyllis, it's in your face, isn't it? How about abundance? How about why we don't have prosperity and abundance, why people are going through certain difficulties? And ladies and gentlemen, there, in simplicity, there is one size fits all, but in the complexity of human nature, the dance, the drama, the stage play, the script we've written of our lives, and what we choose to accomplish in our life, it goes from there. I don't almost know where to begin, so I'm going to ask for inspiration on this talk to see if I can weave together all of the features that have danced through my mind today and this morning while I was waiting for the phone call to put me on the air. And the simplest explanation is we ourselves are responsible for the prosperity and abundance or our perceived lack of it in our lives. We are God in disguise, and we cannot seem to get beyond the concept of we are God, and what part of us as God doesn't that mean? It means every part of us are. We, each of us, have come to this earth plane to fill out a drama, a story that we have written. We have come to play out a part, a very historical part, one in which we are a part of the weavers of the great tapestry of life in which all of the stories in the universe are written. We, each of us with our threads, create a new story or a take on a story that's been written, and we weave that into our lives, and into that part of that is our abundance. In that is love, love of God, love of each other, love of ourselves, love of the earth. And each of us keeps forgetting that it's an integrated whole that we are seeking. We are not just the person that we think we are, this little person that occupies this physical body and the energy field that surrounds it, but we are powerful beings whose very thoughts rock the world, and whose very thoughts can create heaven on earth or hell on earth, depending on what we want to do. We forget that when we came here, we wanted to accomplish something, and accomplishing that may have meant that in this lifetime, we chose a particular lack of material abundance or lack of love or lack of whatever that we perceive we have. On the other hand, being in the material world, we also forget that we have the power to create or create that lack or uncreate that lack, that we can play with it, that it is not deadly serious. I know that's hard to conceive, but the bottom line is we are responsible for deciding whether or not we are going to face this lifetime with lack or not. We may, some of us may receive great abundance and squander it because we want to feel what it's like to have great abundance and then lose it. Does that make sense? Yes and no. Stop and think. How would you know abundance if you didn't have the lack thereof? Again, it's the play of opposites. How would we know up if we were not aware of down? How would we know how to appreciate something if we were never, if we always had the same thing, if we always had our full stomach? How would we appreciate being hungry? And if we were always hungry, how would we really appreciate being full? Because we wouldn't know it. So our lives, for the most part, are ups and downs of abundance and lack. Some of us seem to never lack for any material thing, but they lack, or we lack, a particular love. We lack a particular relationship in our life, and so we feel we don't have prosperity and abundance in our lives because we lack love. Others may have a great deal of money, but then again, they don't have health. And so they don't understand what good health is, and they envy those who have good health and would trade the abundance that they have of bunnies for good health. And so to each of us is written the story that we have decided to come onto this earth plane with, and we say when we get here, oh, Lord, I didn't remember what it was like here. I guess I should have chose more wisely. Well, you did choose wisely. And the thing is, you can't berate yourself for that because you are going through exactly what you wanted to go through, but you've simply changed your focus. You've forgotten how to view what it is you're going through. And that is what the difference is in prosperity and abundance is. It's not that at any moment you can suddenly say, well, enough of this stuff. I don't have the time or the patience to continue through with this. I don't want to do this anymore, so I'm changing my script. All right, take out the script, rewrite it, say, now, I understand what lack of abundance is, or I understand what too much prosperity may mean to me. That is, it could be somebody has too much, and they may feel guilty, you see, and they may not want know how to utilize their abundance. And so in order to learn more to respect and honor that abundance, they may choose to have abundance in their hands and then lose it through whatever way, whether gambling or poor management or investing in the wrong. And remind me to tell you that it is not investing the wrong thing. If you invest in something that's going to lose money, subconsciously you know that. You do know that. Everything that is done in your life, you have already foreseen what is going to happen, and you have allowed for that in your scenario. So it would seem that you have put in there from abundance to poorness to abundance again, perhaps just for the contrast, just to enjoy the difference. And I say enjoy just to experience, perhaps you might want to say, the difference between prosperity and abundance, or to remind yourself to take an appreciation of what you had and did not appreciate it, and you decided you needed a refinement in the gift of appreciation or the gift of gratitude. Because so often when we have things easier for us, we have a tendency to forget to appreciate what it is that we have achieved. And we tend to then not honor it and respect it or ourselves. And that's the other thing. No matter what happens in your life with abundance, remember always to honor and respect yourself because you deserve it. You have earned it by virtue of just being. again, you know, we often want to speak outside ourselves, talking to other people, as though they may see something more that we can't see. And I am just as guilty of this as you are. I've asked other people, and I have on the air, what do you see for me coming up? And sometimes it's just a corroboration of what I'm feeling, and sometimes it's a really, I seem to be stuck in a mud pile. I need to get out of this. How can I get out? How soon is this going to end? Is it going to end? You know, am I going to just have to continue to plow on? And again, I have to say, I am just like you. I am neither better nor worse, nor taller nor shorter, nor heavier, nor thinner than anyone else. My gifts are the same as yours. The only difference is I happen to use them on the air. You might use them in business or in music or in art or in accounting. We have multiple gifts that we use to help us through life. And the utilization of these gifts to a greater or lesser degree are also what we have chosen. That is to say, if we knew more of what was going on in our lives, we might choose to beg the question or duck out, if you will, of playing the game, of learning, of growing. And so we said, well, I think I'll choose forgetfulness this time around, because if I remember, I might be too tempted to avoid the issue before I'm ready to take that step, before I have earned the right to change my mind, or before I have learned the lessons that I need to learn. So again, I am saying to each of you, you all have the gift to know the future inside of you. You all have the gift to know how to access prosperity and wisdom in your life. Have you learned or accepted the lesson? Have you accepted the fact that you are indeed a part of God? And if you are a part of God, and God is all-knowing on all-seeing, then obviously you've got to know, you've got to see, you've got to be aware of the ability to do all that you want to do, to be all that you want to be, to have all the gifts of the Holy Spirit appear in your life, all the gifts of the psychic abilities to come into your life. And that, you know, is what I am trying to explain to you today. We can give you answers, because sometimes those of us who have stretched our muscles and said, yeah, we'd like to use this particular gift while we're here, can see the probabilities for you. There are times when we are not permitted to see these probabilities or to provide misinformation at times, because it is for the healthy good of your soul. How can it be good? Well, if you knew something was going to happen, but there was a tremendous, tremendous lesson that you would learn that would help your soul's growth for the next few thousand years, or this whole lifetime, or even change the course of human history, and you knew about it ahead of time, and you decided, geez, I want out, and your higher self says, wait a minute, this is what you agreed to do when you came in. Let's continue on that path. Let's allow you to move in that direction. Then you will not be given the information that you might seek, because it is more important for you to complete the lesson, to be abundant in learning your lesson, than it is to be abundant in another way. There are so many reasons, and each one is going to have to be ferreted out by each of you, as to why something happens. And I can tell you, you get a hint when you start seeing the same pattern going over and over again in your life. If you are perceptive, if you will sit down and say, well, I get to this point, and then, wow, bang, I seem to shoot myself in the foot. I seem to repeat that whole pattern. Then it's time to sit down and say, all right, I've now identified the situation. I've now identified the pattern. It's now time for me to decide whether or not I want to waste the rest of my life or spend the rest of my life going through this lesson, because once you become aware of something, once you identify what the problem or the issue or the lesson is to be learned, you know you can move from there. It isn't expedient, it isn't valuable for you to continue going and learning the same lesson. Once that lesson's learned, you can say, thank you, learned it, next. And then you move on to the next lesson in life that is presented to you, because we are all here with multiple choices. And that's one of the fascinating gifts that we have received from Spirit, is the multiple choice of learning and relearning always when we need to. And I say relearning because some people learn a lesson and maybe in the same lifetime they forget it. And I say, oops, didn't ground myself enough. Didn't put enough time into that one. Maybe I have to go back and relearn it. There are reasons why we shouldn't worry about having abundance. And I think this is another lifetime when we have to say, what is abundance? Abundance isn't just money. It's friends. It's family. It's health. It's love. It's joy. It's doing good for others. It's how we think of ourselves and plan for ourselves. Do you have, many people say, I don't have enough time to do this. Well, they are now looking at a shortage of time. Well, there is an abundance of time to do something. If you say there is, if you can say to yourself, all right, I need to have my subconscious, I need to have my higher self, whatever word you wish to term, help me to organize my life so that there is an abundance of time for me to accomplish everything that I would like to accomplish this day, this week, in the lifetime. Abundance is also not only about organized time, but it's about giving of yourself to yourself. I was in an interest today. There was a young woman there who's a teacher and a lovely young woman. And she was there at church, and she was apologizing for missing rehearsal. And the thing is, I wanted to say to her, you missed rehearsal because your body needed the rest. She came to church, and she's sick. She's there suffering, but this is her duty. And I almost said, what you need to do is go home, take a week, go to bed, take a day off, rather, go to bed and stay in bed for the whole day and do nothing. Honor your body. Because she's getting ready to come down with a flu or a virus. I could see it in her. And I see it when people are coming down sick because they look kind of pale to me, a little bit washed out. And their cheeks, on the other hand, their cheeks are a wee bit on the flush side, but the rest of them looks really pale. And that's how I know that they're coming down with something. And, you know, you give the suggestion, oh, no, I'm healthy, I'm fine, I'm this and that. And here's someone who's denying that the body that we have is the one that we need to live with on a day-to-day basis and honor it. How do we get prosperity? By looking and becoming aware of who we are, who we want to be, and what we want to honor in our lives. We are prosperous if we say, I choose to be prosperous. I choose to see abundance in everything that I do and say. There are so many people who say, I want to be healthy, and then they start complaining about how poorly they feel. They are going to continue to feel poorly because they've just thrown out the conflict of wanting something that was healthy, which is what they said, but then they immediately started talking about not being healthy, which brought in, what, more of the same, ill health, or being sick, or what have you. And again, people find an ancillary, that is, a side, a subset of, what shall we say, benefits from not being healthy. We can have a subset for not being or having money. We can use it as an excuse not to do things for ourselves or for others. We can use it as an excuse to not stretch our minds, not exercise, not eat right, whatever. There are so many reasons why we say we want something and then turn around in the next breath and sabotage ourselves. And we have this pattern, and I have to say we, because I have been looking into my own life with more open eyes and saying, all right, you know, there's no reason really why I should be where I am if I don't want to be. So do I really want to be wealthy? Do I really want to have prosperity in my life? And what would I do with it? And how would I work with it? And would I be comfortable being prosperous? And you would think the simple answer would be yes, 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 yes. Oh, boy. Well, I had to stop and think and say I, too, would set up a sabotage, or have in the past, by saying if I only had money. Well, you know, I have money, and what do I do with it? Oh, if I had this, then I wouldn't worry. Well, you know, things have come through that I don't have to worry. But on the other hand, if I wanted to worry, where would it get me? Nowhere? Real quick. Because as soon as you start worrying about something, you give it energy to come back into your life. It's not going around fat, dumb, and happy, or ignorance is bliss. Not exactly. It is saying, yes, I'm aware there is an issue in my life. I understand there is an issue, and I would like help from the higher self to handle it and to live my life as graciously and as with much ease and abundance as I can under the current circumstances. I would like these circumstances to change, and I am willing to put them into the hands of my higher self so that I may, at some point, have what I ask for in prosperity and abundance and what have you, without any worry or concern. And the other thing is, you can't turn a ship around unless you give it a wide latitude to turn. You've always got to have the ability to maneuver that ship so that you can have what you need in turning around. And that takes timing, right timing. Wisdom is being ready and with right timing, because there are many, many complex junctions, if you will, or intersecting lines that lead to success. People don't just win a lottery. They have to be in the right time and place, and they have to get the right numbers for the right time, for the right game. You know, you've got to have a whole list of things to happen all at one time. And nothing through the human brain is quite as successful in obtaining this as allowing yourself to trust and believe in your higher self, and that you are worthy and deserving of having this wonderful, wonderful gift of prosperity provided to you. There are people that I'm sure you've met who you would wish to be in their place. So you think until you hear them speak. There is someone I met today who has a home, who has had inherited money, who had a good job, has a wonderful pension. He's going through a divorce he doesn't want to go through, and he's going along beating on his chest, woeing me, and he's been separated for a number of years, and he's going on his chest separating, being, you know, saying he doesn't have prosperity. He's looking at himself as being poor and unhappy and not able to enjoy life because of his current circumstances. Well, his mate, who's going to be his foreman mate, has made a choice in life. That choice did not include him to move forward. And he's holding on to the past. It doesn't matter how much he has. It doesn't matter the opportunities that he has to travel, to enjoy life, to go places, to not have to have work again or anything else, because he is holding on for dear life to the thought that he can't be happy unless he can have this one thing. Your happiness, your prosperity, does not depend upon anyone else. It depends on you. It depends on how you think. It depends on what you desire for yourself in your life. And that's all I can tell you. You can desire a lot of things. You can give a great deal. But until you change you and look to you for your prosperity, look within you for your abundance, look within you for your happiness, you are not going to find it out there somewhere, and nobody else can give it to you, and nobody else can hand it to you, because in the wink of an eye, you can, by one thought, change prosperity to poverty, because somewhere inside of you, if you take on the prosperity, you may have to answer for it in some way or form that you don't want to. You might have to find yourself being responsible for being happy. You would think that people would say, oh boy, I could use that. But would you really? If you cannot find yourself happy where you stand now in your own two stocking feet, you're not likely to find happiness in a place of wealth or prosperity. Again, I am going back to personal acceptance, personal accountability for what you have or don't have in your life. If you want a perfect mate, you must be the perfect mate. If you want joy and happiness in your life, you must have joy and happiness in your life. You must be willing to share that joy and happiness in your life with the world, not only in your world, immediate world, but at large. I don't know how to explain it any other way, except that as time has moved on, I have understood more and more that for me, my happiness really is consisting of, if this is what I chose for myself in this lifetime, and if I feel within me that I have accomplished all that I have set out to do, I know that right now I am at a crossroads, a brink. And my dreams have told me so. I am just ready to move forward. Now, I can move forward gracefully, or I can pull a boner and trip again. I have to say to myself, all right, Phyllis, are you truly ready? Are you truly sure this is what you want in life, that you want happiness and prosperity and abundance in every fact of your life? And I'm going to have to say, I got to tell myself, yes, I am. Look into your dreams for talking to yourself, because your dreams are your own private communication. They are your personal movie. The things that you dream, and if you say, oh, I don't remember my dreams, well, you got to want to remember your dreams. It's an important fact that nothing ever happens in your life that's important but that you dream it first. The dream is your memory recall of what you yourself have scripted your life to be. Everything that is going to be going on in your life is going to come in your dreams ahead of schedule. This is a program, or God's way, or the soul's way of saying, yo, you got a choice now. Here we go. We got prosperity and abundance. We've got this. We've got that. Here's what you're doing right. Here's what you're doing wrong. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to change it. And you are the one whose soul is saying, this is your dream. I don't think anybody has ever said it's another somebody else's dream, although people can dream for you, and that's a subject for another time, because you can have a group dream for each other, to help each other with issues and problems. But do you know what's so interesting about that? And that interesting thing about that is when you dream for other people, you dream for them with your own dream language. So it still takes interpretation. You can dream, and then you give the information of the dream to the other person, and you say, I don't know what it means, but to the person that you have dreamed the information for, it makes sense, because it's a subconscious speaking to the subconscious. We are all intertwined, and we can do this for each other. You can help someone if you want to know what's going to happen, or they want to know what's happened. You can dream for them. You can say, I don't know, but how about I dream on it and see what I come up with, and then you give them the dream information and see if they don't say, yeah, that makes sense. Maybe not to you, but yeah, that makes sense to me. So moving on from that, it is another matter of how do you get prosperity in your life? By being aware. By being awake and aware of who you are and what you are doing each and every day. It's a matter of attending to yourself with a conscious awareness of what it is that you wish to accomplish each and every day. You can write down your goals, as some people do. You can say, I want to be a little more conscious this day of and choose on something. You say, I want to be a little more prosperous in this area and choose something. And again, I'm going to point out prosperity and abundance are not necessarily money. It can be having friends, having a job you truly love, learning a new skill, getting an education. It is only, frankly, limited by your imagination and your desire. And it can go across the board into including growing plants, for crying out loud. I mean, there's one time when if I grew a plant, I must have had a black thumb because that poor little thing just took one look at me and lay down and died. And I thought, well, I'd like to be someone who could grow beautiful, beautiful plants. And so I struggled with growing plants from seeds, buying seedlings, yada, yada. And now I can say I can stick almost anything in the ground and that little thing just grows and blooms its little heart out. But to begin with, no, sir. No. Mm-mm. It took one look at me and said, Phyllis, oh, yeah, die time. Anyway, at this rate, I've managed to grow orchids when I've wanted to. I've managed to grow some beautiful plants. And everything that I have just about grows. There's almost nothing that doesn't just grow and grows through the winter. You know, I mean, I've had parsley up to now, and I still have chives and still have thyme growing on my back porch in the sun here in Washington, D.C., and we've had, you know, like really, really cold weather. So attending to something and sending it love also allows you to grow. What else happens when you send love out? Well, the other thing is when you send love out to yourself, you send out love to everybody else. When you send out love to everybody else, love comes back to you because that's the law. It is an immutable law, and it is a law which we all can understand. Sometimes there is a lag time between when you send out for something and when you receive it. Again, I'm going to indicate to you that there is this thing that we have here on this earth, our dimensional world, in which things have to come together and in other realities come together, because the more complex it is, the more important it is, the more negotiation time that's needed, the more lead time, the more time it is to move forward. Yes, good afternoon. Welcome to the higher dimensions. May I help you? No? Okay. I still will take calls if someone is interested. I'd be glad to take a call. and answer any questions you have, and including if you want to know if something's going to happen in the future. I can give you my best guess at this point, it would be with what you want to have happen and what will happen in your future because you wish it to happen. One of the things that I would suggest as an exercise to do, since people like things to do, is to be aware of yourself and what's going on around you. When you walk outdoors or when you wake up first thing in the morning, be aware of any dreams that you might have had. When you wake up slowly. See if you can be aware of having just dreamed something or aware of a feeling that you have. This is very important. Very often, awarenesses are brought to mind through feelings. So you might want to be aware of feelings. How do you feel? Check your body out. Does it feel lighter or heavier today? Does it feel the same way today as it did yesterday? Talk to yourself in that manner. Again, when you go do something, brush your teeth, do yourself a favor. If you start with your left side, do the right side. Change each day a little bit of your daily routine. Start something a little bit different, just enough that you're going to have to not go into the rotation, the habit routine, I should say, not the rotation, the routine that you are used to doing every day. Because as long as you stay in a routine, you are less likely to become aware of anything changing around you. When you drive or walk to work or take a bus or whatever it is you do, be aware of the scenery. Notice if there's somebody else different on the bus. If you've seen somebody that you haven't seen before, if the same people are sitting there. Again, be aware. When you are going into work, be aware of what other people are wearing. Ask yourself during the day, if you can remember what so-and-so was wearing, the colors that the person was wearing, or that type of thing. Again, just teach yourself to wake up. Being aware is being awake. If you wake yourself up, you are going to more quickly and easily come into a place where you can change things in your life. As you grow with this, you are going to find your life changing in ways that may very well surprise you. You may find yourself with awareness of what someone's thinking. You may find yourself latching on to a flow in business that you hadn't been aware of before. That is to say, opportunities in business that you hadn't noticed before, hadn't been aware of before because you were too self-absorbed and the blinders were on. So again, I'm going to suggest that you become aware of what's going on in your life, where you are in life, in your job. Trying to think of something else that would work well for you. Well, that's enough of that one. Being aware, I don't want to beat it to death. Next, be watchful of how you think. When you start to slip into I can't or I don't or it never, stop yourself and change the not to an is, because remember, your brain does not accept negative. That is, the brain, which is the reptilian brain, only can take positive statements. It doesn't understand negative. So watch yourself when you speak that you only speak positive words. This is going to make your life much more interesting and much easier before very long, because once you get in the habit of being positive, you begin to think positively. Once you start removing the negatives from your life, you are going to find changes beginning to move more quickly and conscientiously. This has to do with your attitudes, your behaviors, and what you were raised with, especially what you were raised with, is so ingrained in you that you can't see the forest for the trees sometimes, and I'm perfectly well aware of that. So again, I'm saying be mindful. Always use the positive thoughts if you can. If something is presented in a negative way, see if you can, just as an exercise, or just as a mental exercise, reword it into a positive fashion so that whatever you are contemplating will turn out to be a positive statement rather than a negative statement. Again, this is going to have a profound impact on how you think and whether or not prosperity is going to show up in your life. I could go on with some other examples, but as I'm talking to you, I'm trying to zero in on some of the more powerful things that are happening. I've told you about the dreams, and I've told you about being consciously aware. Going back to programming, there have been generations upon generations of programming that you are not worthy and deserving. Okay, this is a toughie, all right? This is your parents, your grandparents, anybody, everybody, religions, organizations, friends, you name it, you got it. This is, quite frankly, one of the areas where we fall short. It's very hard to eliminate the programming that has come through us environmentally. Indeed, from the womb, from other lifetimes and families. Oh, I know you've heard this. The men in our family never live beyond blah, 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 because they all drop dead of a heart attack at such and such a date. Well, talk about wanting to set up a program for dropping dead at a certain date. You're certainly working along hard those lines hard to get that date programmed into your DNA so you can pop off about that time. You don't want to talk about so-and-so dying at a certain age. It doesn't, it ain't necessarily so, as the song goes. You don't have to die at a certain age unless you want to. So because someone has had, or some people have had, that life and death situation, that's not yours. You don't have to go at that time. It's up to you to say when you want to go, and not a moment before. So don't program it. Many of us have not been listened to from the time we were little. We've been heard, we may have been listened to, but we haven't been heard, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I was chewing on that and seeing which word should I put first, listened but not heard, or heard but not listened to. And I think it's listened but not heard. The message is, you are worthy and deserving of everything that is good and wonderful on this life plane. There is nothing that anyone can take away from you unless you want to give it up of yourself. Please believe that. You have given something else when you want to. And the thing is, if it's really yours, you will get it back again. Or you will get something different in its place. Understand, whatever is yours is yours. People cannot take away your education. They cannot take away your brain. They cannot take away how you grow and develop in your life. The only person that can do that to you is you. The only person who can deny you an education is you. The only person that can deny you love in your life is you. The person who can deny you prosperity and abundance in your life is you. And if you don't want it denied, then don't allow it to be denied by yourself. And some people would say, well, this is psychoanalysis, and in a format it is. Anytime that you go into your innermost being and dust and pull out stuff which you don't really need anymore, You are cleaning house. You are creating a new environment for yourself to live in. A new home. A new house. A house built with love and understanding and awareness. And the hands that built it are indeed the best hands in the world because they're your hands. It doesn't matter how dark it looks outside. It doesn't matter what the state of the economy is. It doesn't matter what other people say. If you stand still and say, this is what I choose, this is what I will have, and I deserve it, and I will not accept less than that which I desire or that which is my heart's desire, know that you have taken a powerful first step to prosperity and abundance in all of your life. But you can't get it by relying on other people or expecting other people to tell you how to go or where to go and how to get it. But you can accept standing on your own 2 feet, okay? That's what I want you to know. You can stand on the abundance of your own 2 feet and know that what you desire can be made up for you. And as you grow, I think that you will find that your desires are somewhat changed, that your goals or your expectations in certain areas are modified, refined, made clearer, give greater sense, provide a more structured way of achieving what you wish to have in your life. You will be inspired to do certain things. The still small voice from within that provides us all the inspiration. The other big part is to trust that you are the most wonderful human being on the face of this earth. That you and each of us is a unique individual, but that we are all one. And that wishing for prosperity for others is wishing prosperity for yourself. Rejoicing in others' wonderful abundance is another way of attracting abundance, because when you rejoice with others in their abundance, you are, in fact, rejoicing in your own abundance. So being selfish or jealous that someone has something else that you don't have, it's going to only reinforce that negativity of what you perceive you don't have. It is as close as the beat of your heart, that which you desire, or it's as far away as the next solar system, depending on you. And that means that you are a very, very powerful being indeed. You can win the lottery. It's not likely in many instances because winning the lottery isn't going to solve the issues that many people have. You think it will. But believe it or not, winning a lot of money usually brings down a whole new set of problems and issues which you haven't even begun to think through. Ask someone. Listen to some of the tales of people who have won a lottery. Of all of the issues, now they have to worry about saving the money, keeping it. So many people who have won a lottery have found themselves in, within a few years, poor as before, if not poorer, owing money that they would never dreamed of owing because they were not prepared on all levels to have that money. And yes, again, that is a lesson that they went through. They had wanted to earn or win the money, but they hadn't thought it through and they hadn't opened themselves up to be worthy and deserving of abundance. And so there were those lessons to be learned, and some from friends and some from relatives, about prosperity and abundance and the wise choice in the use of abundance and achieving results. They thought money equaled happiness. It didn't. And they found that out. So again, what is it that you really want? Do you want a life of ease? Then ask for a life of ease. If you want a life of excitement, ask for a life of excitement. Again, choose what you want and think it through. Don't just automatically ask for something. As an old saying goes, beware what you ask the gods, lest they grant it unto thee. A life of ease may be one thing in your mind, but an entirely different concept when it comes to actual fact. It may be that a life of ease would bore you out of your gourd. It may be that a life of ease would bring on an illness. It may be that a life of ease would bring so much turmoil and hectoring into your life that you would say, geez, I wish I didn't have this money again because my life was a lot simpler, a lot more easy before I ever had this money. So think through what you want. For jobs that you want, put out to the universe that you want what you want in a job. Put down, visualize it, and then release it. Trust, again, that the universe is out there to do your bidding and to do your will. Trust that if you get the job that you really want, the skills and talents you have will unfold. And it's very important to trust yourself. But remember also that there are various layers to what you desire, okay? And I do mean various layers to what you desire. There isn't just one layer on any one thing. There are a multiplicity of layers. And most of us, and I include myself, because sometimes I've gotten what I've wanted and I'm going, geez, yeah, but I know if I had thought it through, I might not have asked for what I wanted. Or been a little bit more careful about the specifics thereof. But when you ask, try and think of the pros and cons, the benefits, and the more times that you find that you have benefits and no drawbacks in something that you desire, by the way, the more likely it is that you are to get it. So you might consider that as well in thinking about it, whether or not what you desire is of the greatest benefit for you. Would it indeed enhance your life and make you richer? Would it bring you greater joy and happiness? Would it help you in ways that you can't see now? And the only way that you can figure that out is by putting out there to your higher self to help you think things through. If there are any questions, if anybody has any thought that they'd like to have today, if anything they'd like to make clear, we've only have a couple of minutes more. I cannot believe I spoke so long about this. But I am working on this experiment with me, and I am more than happy to share with you what the results are going to be. And there's something very important coming up this week that will tell the tale if what I have been doing as far as planning and prospering and putting out to spirit and just leaving the details to God, so to speak, and to the higher self, and let you know how it works. I believe in results that are oriented toward, well, things that are oriented towards results. I believe that part of what I've given to you today has the potential to allow you to move forward in your life and to achieve some dreams in life and some desires and prosperity and abundance that you want. And if you knew and believed absolutely that you were the creator of your own prosperity and abundance in your life, my feeling is you would do a heck of a lot more positive thought building and recreation, as versus sitting back and just, you know, got your fingers crossed, got your eyes crossed, got your toes crossed, your nose crossed, and whatever else crossed, and hope like hell it works out. My feeling is that, you know, if you can take control and assert that authority and control in your life, you are going to be a much happier person, and you are going to bring abundance into your life in a way that you did not even believe possible. And this is what I am hoping. So I am going through this joyfully with you all. And I'm going to have to say, I only have about 2 minutes left. So if there's anybody else who wishes to listen or to call in today and put their 2 cents in, I'd be more than happy to have you join me. If not, I am going to wish you all a joyous and happy and prosperous week. I will let you know next week if things have changed. I must tell you, I've had some dreams and where I was ready to go on a plane to fly somewhere. And twice the damn door was shut in my face. And this last time I had the third dream where I was out somewhere and they said, your flight's ready. If you want to take a flight, go. And I was there. I only had my purse. I had no luggage with me at all. And it was either take this flight or, you know, just have to gamble that I'd get another flight. And my decision in the dream was, I can always buy luggage or buy clothes somewhere else. I'm ready to go and I'm going to leave now. And so I headed straight towards the gate to take the flight and to leave without taking anything with me. And on another plane, that means also I've left a lot of baggage behind, a lot of unnecessary baggage behind, because you see, you can always buy what you need elsewhere. You don't have to wait and take what you have with you. So metaphorically speaking, practically speaking, it meant that I am ready to go, and we will see how ready I truly am. Thank you all so much for the pleasure of your company today. As always, it is a joy and a pleasure to speak to you, to share with you, and to be a part of your life through the auspices of BBS Radio, for whom I am so grateful for these 3 years and now going on 4 years of speaking and talking with you and sharing and learning and growing. God bless you all. I want you to have a joyous and prosperous week. Any of you who try this and it works for you, please let me know. I am always willing to talk with you and to share and to grow with you, because that's all how we're going to make it, is by helping each other. You can reach me at BBS Radio, or you can call me at 202-387-2080. Again, I'm Phyllis Pricer with a Higher Dimension. Goodbye.